of the government's push to develop and structure the country's rich creative industries, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, has partnered with the Jamaica Film and Television Association, JAFTA, to undertake an initiative dubbed Propeller. The program aims to support the talent of Jamaican filmmakers and garner international exposure for Jamaican culture through film. In this regard, the JAMPRO-JAFTA partnership will bring support to the production of 5 Jamaican short films to be shown at the Trinidad and Tobago Film Festival 2016. The festival will be held September 15 to 29. The support includes training in pitching projects, festival strategy, script consultation, directing for short films and deal-making, as well as funding to carry the projects to the North American and Caribbean markets.
We had about 20, almost 25 projects that applied, and we narrowed it down with a series of judges and assessments to the top 5 projects. And these are the top 5 emerging filmmakers to watch in Jamaica for the year. We looked at treatments for the program, for the projects, and then we actually did interviews with them to assess whether or not they were ready to go through the program.
Film Commissioner at JAMPRO, Renee Robinson. The 5 short films are Origins by Kurt Wright and Noel Kerr, Shock Value by Adrian Lopez, Shoot the Girl, done by Tony Hendricks and Natalie Thompson, Sugar by Laurie Parker, Sharon Leach and Michelle Sirier, and The Silent Ones, done by Gregory Lopez and Janet Morrison. Ms. Robinson lauds the partnership between JAMPRO and JAFTA, noting that the undertaking will indeed catapult Jamaica's film industry.
And the goal has been to identify the filmmakers and to give them the tools that they need for them to succeed once their work becomes international.
Vice President of JAFTA, Kenya Mathis, believes the Jamaican film industry is well positioned at this time to become a force to be reckoned with. She says the Propeller initiative is timely, adding that it is designed to fulfill one of the organization's objectives to assist in building the capacity of Jamaica's film and television industries.
When we have superstars like Usain Bolt, who has conquered the world and is now a legend as it relates to sports, insisting that his productions for ads take place here in Jamaica, that really boosts the type of jobs that an exposure and experience that our filmmakers can get, and that can be translated to producing original works such as those that are now being produced for this Propeller initiative.
For the upcoming Trinidad and Tobago Film Festival, Ms. Mathis says the selected participants are in their final stage of preparation. She says participants are working to meet the August 31 deadline submission date.
We really took a leap of faith with this project in terms of our timeline, but we've been working assiduously as an association and with the filmmakers themselves to ensure that their deadlines are being met.
Participants are grateful for the experience and exposure they will receive under the Propeller initiative. Writer, producer, director of The Silent Ones, Janet Robinson, says she's truly excited.
Going to Trinidad for the Trinidad Film Festival is really exciting. I can't wait because certainly in terms of exposure on the one hand and getting to network with other people and projects, exposure is always good that way because I consider myself always on a learning curve.
The filmmaker says she strongly believes in lifelong learning and welcomes any opportunity for networking. Under the initiative, the filmmakers will also get the opportunity to attend the Toronto Film Festival 2016, where they will benefit from the various workshops and seminars.
Contraceptives, including the condom, can assist you and your partner to delay having a baby within the next 6 to 12 months. Visit your clinic or private doctor to discuss the many benefits of dual method use. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
Residents of Morant Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, August 27, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, 12 Church Street. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, August 27, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, Morant Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.